Hello, hi, welcome to another episode of The Chisser Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Stellaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisser Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisser Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and as usual, I am not alone. I'm joined by
Khumotso Mkhanedi.
That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. So we took a brief hiatus. I think there was just like one episode missing, but we're back, okay? And of course, we have to start off with some music news. And we're coming from E-Weekend in Nkulu. I don't know if we can really call it that, if it's still big as much as we're saying it. But the metros were happening this past weekend. And yeah, our correspondent, Khumotso Mkhanedi, was on the ground, getting all the juice, getting all the tea. Tell us all about it.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole city came to the award ceremony, I can say. Really busy. I've been logistically. I saw executive producer live, Stula Dlamini. Tikum Ndisi was there, and Hlompho Kekana. And the King MEC, yeah, Arts and Culture in Mpumalanga as well.
Yeah.
The interesting part was Mom Rebecca.
Okay.
She said she did. She made her own dress,
right,
which she was wearing on the day.
That's cute.
Then we scoop. Saw LT there. Hey, nearly busy, klar.
Nearly
busy. Compared to last year, yep. I think this year they went all out. Cause last year it was just basically stage fail, really. But now at least they were creative. They had horns there by the stage.
Oh shame.
Even TKZ, I saw them there. So I think this time around, they went big.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. I think I thought we were all just divided because there were so many things that were happening. Rick Ross was coming. I guess nobody really cared much about that. And of course, Iweekend Ekulu with that one. Do you feel like those who deserved... my first question would be, were the stands packed? Because last year, there were like a couple of fans on the stands.
I can say the lower level was then, of course, Kodi Sutung, there were people as well. But as it wasn't poor, there wasn't a poor attendance with regards to, but to coming to watch the ceremony.
I think, I did expect a lot of people to go, especially the fact that we have a lot of new musicians that have entered this industry. I think record labels just wanted to make sure that they do show up and, they are seen. Of course, this was Naledi Apiwe's first award at the Metro specifically. That was my next question. I wanted to know if you felt like everybody who won at the awards were all deserving.
No.
Okay. Now let's name and shame.
Pabala M.
Okay.
Could have worked with an awards also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calvin Momo.
Mm-hmm.
Cairo as well.
Mm. Cairo won last year, ne? Won something. No?
Then Oscar Mbo as well.
Mm.
Zala Tuxin and Zingumalo, Amakia, Luana, like, kept us dancing last year, but... Mapurisa na Pirimaruma, no.
That's quite interesting. Yeah. Well, Mapurisa actually did go live on Instagram just after the metros. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
When you're excited, I'm like, hey, vote for me. How do I know what you said? Oh, quarter level, what are we doing? I'm not going to go to the next day. Mara ke le botsisa lo. Kwa khona hala na.
Khona.
Khona. Ha khona hala.
Ha.
Ka hana le. Ka hana. Ba pasi. Ene ke perform ile ke fetse perform ka ba nisha no ke fetse ba. sponsor. West Park bar na get one party. You know, it's only fast.
Well, yeah, so that's quite interesting because we had Song of the Year go to Scoot Dabab at the Woodblock DJs, which I feel was quite well deserved, as it is quite a big song. We sing the remix happening every single day. There's like now a new one with Robert Boy and Touchline.
But look, that Woodblock, why never got the nominations? But they even mentioned Questa, Casper, Kore, but more about say Woodblock fell. What happened?
Because it's their song. They own the original.
They own the original one. Yeah.
Yes, and then everybody else just comes on the.
But nomination party never mentioned Questa, Casper, and Kane. I guess Kane Mang, yeah. But Woodblock fell out. So. It's tricky.
If anything, I'm just like. I liked that part of things. There were other people as well. Who were nominated, which, okay, Kabza won, as usual, Best Dance Song. Oh, he was featured? Hi, Baba. Hi, Baba.
I think featured.
Yeah, he's featured. Oh, yeah, so it's Chronicle Deep who actually won the award. There's Murda, who I feel absolutely deserved it. Koli, she's a gospel singer who's actually been, yeah, I think she definitely deserves it as well because she's been making a lot of noise in the gospel scene, I think. MT, well, we'll always say he deserves something because he's quite a champ. Best New Artist went to Neo Dube. That's quite an interesting one. I'm going to try not to say much on that one, just to say that congratulations, everybody, I guess.
But the funny part is that from that list, they didn't pitch for the award ceremony. Tugzin wasn't there, Oskambo wasn't there, Calvin Momo wasn't there, Nunali,
Babala. Are they boycotting the awards?
I think, or maybe they got an insider, but sort of
you're not going to win.
You're not going to win. Because manager Oskambo was saying, Bako Wanyamazan, they are making their way to Nelspruit. The fun part is that the full day, there were no show.
Yo. Hi, I think the last thing about the metros would be somebody who decided to show up, Miss South Africa, Mia LaRue. She sparked a debate with her red carpet moment where she was asked, who do you think is going to win? Who are you rooting for? And she's like, I don't know. I can't really, hear much. And of course, the deaf community are a bit offended by a lot of the comments that she makes about her deafness because she doesn't sign. So,
and I think she left early. She left before the award ceremony could start.
Yeah,
because I saw some lady carrying a sort of like a suit cover, and she had changed her clothes by then. I think she didn't attend the train.
Sure.
Yeah.
So why was she there in the first place?
I don't know.
Yeah. So that
I guess the King AFI African Fashion
International.
I think they brought her in.
To do what? Like we need to understand this. So we had a poll on Times Live to question whether should Miss South Africa, the reigning Miss South Africa, be prepared more when making public appearances. And a lot of people said, no, Miss South Africa doesn't necessarily have to know everything. However, if you're attending a specific event, if you know it's going to be about music, I feel like at least have
research,
one line.
Research.
Ebanyana le one line.
Research, because she looked annoyed. Go train.
Tumpumi.
Even go black carpet, she was annoyed.
Oh, so maybe that's why she answered in that way.
Because it was a long tunnel, but when she was passing by our side, she was annoyed because questions after questions. I'm sure that's why she left.
Okay. Okay, maybe there's even something deeper that we don't know. But shout out to you for being on the ground for us. We love to see it. We'll move on from that because Vela say Pelelele weekend enkulu siphuma singena kuenye. And this week, we've been speaking a lot about Skogs Maphuma. Oh my goodness. In fact, it's been weeks on end that we've been speaking about him. If you are living under a rock and we don't know why we're talking about him, this man, I'm going to call him a boy. He's been going viral for all the wrong reasons. When fans try and take pictures with him, he retaliates. He does not want to do it. He just feels like he's better than this. He doesn't understand why you want a picture of somebody that you don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's that. And that has been met with quite a lukewarm reception when it comes to his performances. There was Cotton Fest as well. There was some other one in...
Coyote, in Mpumalanga.
In Mpumalanga. Yeah, they've been quite... Of course, and even establishments are deciding to kind of had previously decided to take him down from their posters to say, actually, if this is going to be the reception, we don't want any part of it. So that has led to him issuing an apology, a lukewarm one as well, I might add.
I don't think he was sincere.
Yeah.
I don't think he was sincere.
So there was this first one, right? He went live on... Wednesday with DJ Maphorisa. Have a listen to what they had to say, like the engagement there. Yeah, okay, na sanya ke mara are anyway, irgino yet. I'll have a listen.
Okay, can you put something for me? So, remember, yeah,
or are you a hot man?
Oh, got it, it's a
frustrating. Frustrating, oh, got it. Ah, kopela tswale.
Oba fa forgiveness. Wa kopela forgiveness.
Yeah, ba ba nko teteng ai. Sorry.
Serious,
ke misunderstanding.
O sa o le ma ka ya ka wena.
Serious, ke misunderstanding.
Bare, Wi-Fi. Ha o khona ha le wena.
Like how can I? How can I? Scott have the attitude. How can I?
Decided already. Was that in Navana?
Yeah, I. Peace, my chance.
Well, then there's that, right?
Yeah.
Then there's an ex or Twitter account that is apparently not his. Well, this is what he claims. So it says the real Scott Mapuma. It has everything. It has all his details. It has him talking so much. We all believe that that was Scott Mapuma. To the point where when he issued an apology to say, I sincerely apologize to my fans and my supporters. You know, please understand, we thought it was him. Now, in a deleted post, he went on Instagram on Thursday morning to say, that was not me. That actually posted that apology that says, I'm sorry I've let you down. I take full responsibility. Growth comes with owning and ownership of mistakes. He says it's not him. And he went on to say that I went live on Instagram Live, apologized like a man. I don't need a fake account to do it for me. The official statement is coming. Thank you. That's what he had to say about that. Yeah, what is your take?
I told you before, this boy is arrogant.
Yeah.
Because like he's holier than thou.
Yeah.
I think. But the that live apology on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't think Nali sincere. Because my police on another part, he's laughing and like sort of like it's a joke.
So, it's all like it's a joke.
So I guess if Lintre I think. With Oskido. Now listen, say what? I don't know. So
I think Abu Khurudman, they have tried and made all efforts to try and calm him down. Of course, they're seeing this boy is probably just excited too much. Or something's happening to him. We don't know how to explain. And of course, I think I appreciated to see him, Oskido, sit him down. I'm assuming he was saying, when I have respect or something, brought him to order. But I don't know if it worked because he went on Instagram and said something else. And I also saw Black Coffee was another person who went on X to say, Scott Mapuma. I don't know if those were prayer hands, high fives, or what.
Prayer hands.
You know, something's happening there. But Makazi's statement for me is the one that stood out the most because she says she's also a fan of Scott's. She says that Scott Mapuma was a bit too excited. She feels that as a fan, she was quite disappointed because Scott forgot that she streamed, she and the other supporters streamed his music. But yeah, she's kind of glad that Scott came to his senses. And then she went on to recount how she has had so many issues, monetary issues as well with SARS. and how having her fans behind her back helped her. I like this line specifically where she says, I know without them, specifically fans, I will be asking for donations, because that's where I think Scott's would be heading if he does not get his act together. If we're, like, I'm not trying to even curse him in any way. I'm just saying that, you know, get it together.
To King, Kiba Entertainment, give friendly advice. I think Scott must use the same platform, but go to a better one. Maybe I can go podcast and chill. Then Mola Abule apologize, this and that and that. Hey, okay. He must go there because he used Intra LTD.
It didn't go
and,
well.
And a remote little horror thing. Now it's better. Go to a bigger podcast. It's either a Kobo Spoo or Rikokobo Piano Pulse or McG. But you need to use this very same platform to apologize.
I think Piano Pulse is going to end up being more of a joke. I don't think they would really ask. I don't trust them to ask the right questions. I would rather he goes to the Hustler's Corner with Krotman, DJ's Boo, or he goes to Podcast and Chill. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Because no, like, try to treat a little life, at least more robona the emotions that have. Because we are posing questions, go and hold, why did you say this?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that he said, go LT.
Yeah.
But I feel her lukewarm apology.
Very, very lukewarm, very cocky man. boy, I say. So, yeah. That's that on that. We're going to leave that to rest and see where that goes. But we mentioned the Hustler's Corner, so let's get into DJ's Boo, who's still denying the fact that he's Mzega Zege. Come on, man. Okay, so you've lived quite a life. Okay, you've lived eons before me. So you need to tell me, where were you where Mzega Zege was still a thing?
I was in grade 9.
Damn. I thought you've lived quite long enough. Okay, but anyway, I think at this point, guys, we all know that DJ's Boo is Mzega Zege. Like, what's happening?
Mzega Zege,
Ichayile. Like, there's no two ways about that.
Even Cleo said it, even Tando said it, so.
Yeah.
And maybe that we can't be on that ride of Mzega Zege now. It's after 20 years.
It's after 20 years. Well, after 20 years, this DJ's Boo, Grootman, decided to go on his socials and give Mzega Zege the flowers. And the way that he's distancing himself from even knowing Mzega Zege is quite hilarious. Have a listen.
Out of all of those Hollywood characters, and I kind of feel Zakes was a pioneer. You know, he was a game changer. And I drew a lot of inspiration from him and what we all did as a record label, but also what we all did as that Kwaito generation. And I'm actually even glad that the baton has been given on to the new generation with the Amapiano sound, which is now like taking over globally. So I just wanted to do this video to pay tribute to Mzega Zege. And for me, it doesn't matter who it is or who it was, wherever he is. I just wanna ngiyabonga mfethu. Siyabonga ngespanish grande oshayile all these years. Till today, people still call me out on the streets. They say I am Mzega Zege, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind, but I just wanna appreciate you, my brother, for making history in this country, in the music industry. You'll never be forgotten.
So yeah, he says that, oh no, I don't know who he is. But then I love the work that we did at the record label. Come on, man. Like, that whole thing is just contradictory. It's not making sense. It's not ending up. I really would love to give you, DJ's Boo, your flowers in this moment for bringing Mzega Zege. We've had whoever else after that. That Black, I cannot remember.
Skonondo, Black Sam, there were a lot.
There were quite a lot. Yeah. So shout out. Uscott's Mapuma could learn something from there. I keep on saying he must just get a mask and then become, you know, Sketchy Bongo, Omunye. Loe is Sketchy Bongo. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure he's living his life like normally because nobody really paid attention to
Talking about where's Sketchy Bongo? Mm-hmm. Been wondering what's Zix Zoto Abantu.
Where is
she's
like
been quiet? Yo.
Like, can we?
She no longer posts and
nothing.
As Afet already called Saga, so maybe that Mpumalanga Saga.
It can't be that deep.
I think that's the Mpumalanga saga.
I think Melesia, we're going to have to go knock on her door and just check up on her.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to check up on her. As Fonelutera Simbuzo would see, Upi Uzoda. Actually, I think that's a perfect question to ask. He would know. I mean, I'm sure he checks up on her.
I think you'd know.
All right. Well, yeah, that's that on that. Somebody who does not need any checking up on, that's Jay Jody. Jay Jody is a rapper, for those that don't know. He is Ariese's brother.
Oh, okay, okay. At least,
yeah.
Just clarified.
Where is the music? We don't need to know that part, but we need to focus on the fact that right now, where he's been is that he's just been getting married. He has two kids, three, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, it should be two, with his longtime sweetheart, and it's quite beautiful. So congratulations to them. No drama there.
Mm.
Yeah. yeah, so moving right along, I guess congratulations are also in order for DJ Shimza, who's earning himself an Ibiza club residency.
Ish.
How do you feel about that?
I won't cannot pay Ibiza. Melon, Ibiza. Inonep, Ibiza. Man, DJ Kabila as well.
Mm.
So, Buphonic, there, Black Coffee, Shota. Short time, yeah. So, who's your corny? I beat it, but I get the money straight.
I think we must go check it out. We launch a podcast over there.
Go, I beat
it. And yeah, because yeah, I mean, is it there? Does it exist? It would be the first, right?
I think it exists.
Well, I'm just hoping it doesn't. Anyway, congratulations are also in order for Uskim GP, who just recently graduated. Congratulations, sir.
Soon we'll be calling us. We'll be calling him sir.
Indeed. I mean, we're calling him sir because I mean, sir, the madam, big deal.
Or doctor.
I mean, I wanna after that situation, I go Leo Uti, we have graduated, but it's not come.
Make
on.
Sure.
These underground, I mean, yes, Ipurapura quasi weights hanger even at the costume shop. So I won't be too excited, but I'll just say congratulations for now before we investigate the matter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it on hold. Speaking of investigating, though, somebody's in court. Gogo Maweni, her trial has begun.
Se sugile.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Ugogo Maweni has an assault case that was opened against her in 2019 by a lady by the name of Uceliwe Khulu. Oh, can't believe I even remember that name. But yes, she opened that case against her. She claims that Umaweni beat her with a beer bottle, assaulted her, and it was all because of her brother, who happened to be at the time Maweni's boyfriend. So it's all because of a boy. It's very stupid. But anyway, it's all alleged. She was the first witness, and there were other witnesses that are going to take the stand soon.
Will Skoteni be there?
Skoteni has nothing to do with this, unfortunately.
I get she was the one Nali a whistleblower. Or I know
when
the so unekala nan. Yeah, we knew from Skoteni's rant. That time they were in loggerheads.
Yeah, no, and yeah, I don't know. Like, I think, she'll be too busy with the whole night prayers to come and attend these things. So yes, she's not going to be there.
Okay.
There are two other witnesses that are going to come through, including the doctor, because there was apparently a J88 form that was signed.
Ooh.
That proves, Ugozi, hey, my lips were busted, my head had stitches, and I had a broken tooth and so forth. And this is all happening while Gogo Maweni is over 6 months pregnant. And of course, even that first day, the reason why the case has been postponed for further investigations to the 12th. She was like, the lawyer was like, hey, my client is experiencing cramps, migraine headaches, pregnancy is not easy, and to actually go to court.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's have a listen to what Maweni had to say about all of that.
I would like being pregnant and going through this whole trial for assault charge that was opened in 2019 is a bit stressful. It's not something that I really want to go through. However, I always believe that God would never put me in a situation that I can't handle. And my ancestors are there as well. I just want it over and done with. I really want to concentrate on my pregnancy. Hence, partly even work-wise, you know, I've decided that from the 1st of June, I'll be taking a break in terms of seeing clients face-to-face, because that on its own is something stressful. In terms of meeting clients while I am highly pregnant. And, you know, with the places like court and prison are places that where you can obtain bad spirits or dark omens, and being pregnant with a pure souls, you don't want to attract any bad omen from it.
Yeah, well, that's that on that. If you do not want to do the time, don't do the crime. I guess that's the lesson of the day. But of course, she maintains that she is innocent, and there's more to come from that. We'll see how that case unfolds. I really kind of don't want her to go behind bars. I know I cannot really say that. It's just that I'm thinking about an innocent child here, or children. But anyway, there are a number of imprisoned pregnant women, so I shouldn't be taking sides. Whoever's wrong, let justice be served. Right. That's that on that. Now, on to my favorite segment of the show as to what we are watching right now. Before we get into that, actress Didi is now getting into the music space. Tell us about that. That is Didi Nhle Kuno.
Yeah, good.
Ever so gorgeous.
Yeah, no, we're talking about music, but she's a singer already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, say it. So... Plus, she's doing a lot of things. As I spoke to her back then, go ITC, she was telling me about the movies that she's been shooting currently. And she's, she's a diehard generations.
Okay.
She wants to do more work, go generation. So I don't know, go character high back then, Nelly Iman. But with regards to music, we'll host a launch soon.
Yeah.
But we'll wait for the invitation from her as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But then she's passionate about arts.
Yeah.
So now I can prove it. Got music.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think if anything, just, yeah, put your eggs in a lot of baskets if you're in the entertainment industry. And I like the fact that that's exactly what she's doing. Tomorrow is not promised. So at least you can, you know, be in the music space, gig there and gig over there.
Tomorrow it might be donations. So,
you know, industry. Somebody, though, who just made her debut on Skim Sum. And let me tell you, I'm watching Skim Sum right now. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it, but it's fine. Actress Koketso, how do I pronounce this surname?
Machaka.
Machaka just made her debut on Skim Sum. And she is getting into the show as the partner, Yaga, or DJ Thomas. So if you've been following Skim Sum, then you would know that DJ Thomas, but I feel like he's such a big, fat liar, this DJ Thomas, because why didn't you... It's just so messy. So Koketso gets into the messy space as well to just, you know, pretty much catch him out on his affair, but she hasn't yet.
Yeah.
I think on last night's episode, what happened, or last of last night's episode, the one that I watched, was... Of her saying, I drove all the way from like Pretoria come and see you. And then, somehow, I guess DJ Thomas didn't really give him too much time for me. I was so mad. I was like, I would never allow that in real life. Like, I drove all the way. You're going to get up because my PC, we are phone. Ain't no way. Anyway, that's me too passionate about this show. But yeah, what are you watching right now?
Scandal and Itonga.
Okay, yeah. I'm struggling to watch Itonga.
Yeah, it's Scandal and Itonga, that's it.
Okay.
That's what I've been watching.
I think the thing about these shows is the fact that you cannot really, like, rewind. I can have that rewind button.
Oh, okay.
Like, so that's annoying watching them.
You'll watch Omnibus.
No, so now that's in, like, too much of my time now. Like, I gotta live. But yeah, Scandal's quite interesting as well because they caught out Ukai for cheating. Konjuba. Yes, because she's cheating with Mapaseka. Okay, Mapaseka's character is
Dintle.
Didn't care. There we go. So yeah, it's getting quite spicy. But yes, I'm always for the streaming platforms. Right now, I am catching up on the Mummy Club, Johannesburg specifically. Mm. Yeah, because there's a lot of drama there that I feel like I missed and I need to go back because I'm done with the Mummy Club, Wolfstadt, Pretoria. What else am I watching? I know I'm watching something.
Disney. Ooh. Sex, what?
No, I'm done with that. I'm actually catching up on, it's very interesting. So every time I need to go to sleep, I have to watch cartoons in order to sleep because otherwise like
Cocomelon.
My brain just like does its own thing. I can't sleep. It's a very weird, I don't know if I should get diagnosed with this, but I have to. So I'm watching Kizazimoto, which is a South African cartoon, by the way.
Okay.
Done by my friend, shout out, Emmy award winning. So I'm watching it and it's
Kizazimoto's.
Kizazimoto, yes. It's on Disney Plus. And there they showcase, like, it's about like superheroes, yeah, okay, like in Soweto. And okay, like, there's even like Zulu there. I'm just like, where is it going? I really don't know. I feel like each and every episode has like different scenarios and different superheroes, which I absolutely love. So that's what I'm watching when I'm falling asleep because it's hard to sleep. Okay, this brain is doing overtime. Anyway, I guess that's that on that. So I guess that's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Just Alive. This Just a Pod is a Times Live production, and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also follow us, or listen rather, to our other podcasts. We have so many of them: Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so much more. Until next time, I'm Joy Pandey, the journalist with the green hair. It's goodbye for now.